Life is hard. The news is bad. So we give you a chance to unplug with some coming attractions, some mindless, brainless fun of how you could be a couch potato and a goggly boxed eyed person and just watch some movies, get some TV in, watch that series you've been putting off. Andra Danita helps us choose what to possibly look out for at the weekend. Andra, I hope you're well.
I'm very well, Lester. How are you?
Very good. I am very excited to talk about everything, everywhere, all at once. There's been a bit of Oscar buzz. Michelle Yeoh nominated for an Academy Award. Ki-Yi Kwan also, was it a Critics' Choice Award which he won? And there was lots of excitement around him. But it is a very fascinating movie. You describe what is Everything Everywhere All at Once about.
Okay, so as you said, fascinating movie, lots of Oscar buzz. It is one of the weirdest, most beautiful films I've ever seen. So, warning, it's a lot. You need to concentrate. It's a multiverse, multiple characters in the same body, a lot of sci-fi stuff. But at the core, it's a story about an immigrant Chinese mom trying to connect with her daughter. That's literally the core of the story. And it's just told in this bizarre, visually stunning way. Mm. And 11 Oscar nominations, every single one deserved.
You're right. It is a lot. I've gotten to the habit of what's the phenomenon called second screen, where you're watching something, but you cannot tear yourself away from your phone or your device. So you're watching a movie, but you have other things. So you're replying to WhatsApps. You are checking your Twitter feed, or you may be looking at something else. And movies have largely in the last while been tailored to that audience. The dialogue is minimal, even the visuals are minimal, so that people are second devicing. This is not a movie you can do that, because I've often looked up and I've often realized what universe, what multiverse are we in now? Are these characters that are in this particular scene in the real world or in the multiverse? This is, I think, a 2-hour and 10-minute movie that deserves your full attention.
As you say, it was the first time, I think, in a very long time that I didn't pick up my phone while watching something, because it's engaging from start to finish.
It is about a middle-aged Chinese migrant swept up in this insane adventure where she looks at her existence. It is essentially a story about a mother and a daughter, but it also brings in, you know, some of the philosophical aspects of, you know, existentialism. What does it all mean? What if I turn left instead of turning right when I was 13 years old? What is the universe I could have lived? And I had a little bit of existential crisis myself.
Well, would you rather be a rock, Lester?
I would rather, I know, but it's very much in the theme of, there was the movie Sliding Doors that looked at the alternative universe and the alternative reality that we could have lived in. But it's definitely one of the movies that is perspective changing, similar, I would say, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, one of those movies, and another movie that also changed me, the movie Babel. I would say Everything, Everywhere, All at Once are one of those movies that changes the perspective of who we are and what this world is for me.
Definitely. And if you're a Michelle Yeoh fan, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, just to see her do those incredible fight scenes, the martial arts, the visual splendor, it's very much a popcorn movie as well as an intellectual movie, which I think is why it's being so successful.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It's available on Amazon Prime, or if you're like me, you find your space, you find your channels on the internet on where to watch it. Next up, also available on Prime, it's called Chip and Dale's. It's a mini series, and it's about the founding of now the legendary Chip and Dale male stripper group.
Yes, it's actually on Disney Plus, not Prime. But yes, the founder was an Indian man. I had no idea that my culture had such antecedents.
You've contributed more than just
More than the number zero.
More than
Kama Sutra.
Well, loosely connected. Chippendales is, I've managed to get through a bit of the first episode, and it gives a lot of the backstory of, again, a Indian migrant man to the US making what is essentially a global pop culture game changer.
Yeah, following the American dream and succeeding by going against the curve, by instead of playing to male fantasy, playing to woman fantasy. So if you only got through the half of the first episode, I must tell you, it is gritty and dark and intriguing. There is murder, there is some drama, and Magic Mike it is not. Mm. You do see men dancing, but it is much more dark and intriguing than that.
Mm. And then finally, we go through a period every few years where we are nostalgic, where our movies, where our TV series sort of rehash themselves. If you are a child of the 90s and early 2000s, when you were in high school and you had lots of teenage angst and you watched a lot of American TV, you associated yourself with those people. I was a big fan of that 70s show. It was Foreman, Eric Foreman and his friends who provided, you know, the plot for that 70s show. 30 years later, since the 1990s when that 70s show aired, it's been 30 years. It's now the 90s show, a rehash or a remake of what was then called that 70s show.
Yes, I was that kid you described, naughty 90s baby, loved that 70s show. I was a bit nervous for this one because a lot of the old shows have done sequels and they're not being that great. This is not the case with the 90s show. It is just pure classic comedy, nostalgic fun. It's really good, especially with all the intellectual stuff I've given you today. Very intense, dark, mind-boggling stuff. That 90s show is a nice break that you don't have to think. You can just laugh and feel nostalgic about the music and the clothes and the time. It's really cool.
Didn't like it.
I loved it.
because I guess people who maybe were around or teenagers in the 70s, they maybe found the 70s reference in that 70s show quite twee.
Mm.
Being a child of the 90s, watching the 90s show, I was like, this is a bit cheesy. But I guess this is not targeted at me. This is targeted at the zennial, who is the teenager now, and they are reminiscing, well, not reminiscing, they are being educated about the 90s, which, gosh, was 30 years ago. Gosh, I'm getting old.
They're busy using samples of all our music now, so they may as well know about the time.
But Andra, Danita, if you had to choose out of those three, Everything Everywhere All at Once, the Chippendales miniseries, that 90s show, what is your pick of the week?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Everyone needs to see it. It is fantastic. Prepare your mind, put down your phone, and enjoy.
And take a trip through the wormholes of the multiverse. Andra Danita, she gives us some coming attractions, some mindless, brainless fun just to unplug at the weekend. If you're like me, who has actually been instructed by our producers, I say I don't have the time, but if I'm given the assignment to say you need to watch something, you need to prepare to speak to Anzra or Matt about what it is our listeners can watch over the weekend, I have to do some homework. I would also suggest Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's about a middle-aged Chinese migrant mom. She's swept up into all sorts of insane adventures in which she can alone save the human existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives and the people that we meet. It's an existential, you know, multiverse themed movie, but at the end of the day, it's about the simple story of how a mother relates with her daughter. If you have a pick for us, let us know. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567.